Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Francis Kweku Owusu, a nurse practitioner in Karaga District Hospital and also the senior nurse manager of the hospital. Today our topic is on hypertension. When we say hypertension, what does it mean? Hypertension is the condition where the blood pressure is consistently high, usually 140 or 90 and above. So it means that if your blood pressure is high today and tomorrow is low, and then tomorrow is low and then go high again, we don't say it's hypertension, probably because you are stressed up, because you are emotionally traumatized, your blood pressure can go up. But when we say hypertension, it is when the blood pressure is consistently high. It means that if the pressure, you come and we check and it's above 140-90, and then after 6 hours time, we check again, it's above 140-90. And then after another time, we check, it's above 140-90 or even 140-90 and above. Then we can say that you have hypertension because your blood pressure is consistently 140 over 90 and above. So it means that if your blood pressure is 140-90 today and after 6 hours we check and it is not, it's come to normal, 120-80, and we check again and it's normal, we don't see you're hypertensive. Because when you are emotionally charged, when you are traumatized, when you are frightened, your BP can go up. And that's why the key word is consistently high, normally above 140 over 90. Why is it important to talk about hypertension? Because it can give heart failure and cardiovascular damage to the vessels everywhere in the body. For instance, in your brain, can damage and cause a stroke. In your kidneys, it can cause kidney failure. In your heart, it can cause heart attack and it can cause more problems. That is why we need to talk about hypertension, to know about it and to prevent it, to check the BP and to treat when necessary. Hypertension may not show signs or symptoms until it is too late. Who is at risk of hypertension? Everyone is at risk of hypertension. However, some people are at higher risk due to their exposure to certain risk factors. So, what are the risk factors for hypertension? Now, the risk factors of hypertension are either modifiable risk factors or non-modifiable risk factors. The modifiable risk factors are factors that one has control over. These include excessive salt consumption. That means those who take a lot of salt, when they are eating, they don't feel any salt, they put more salt inside. But also Maggi and also a lot of other cooking ingredients, most of the time with much salt. And then also consumption of food high in fat and oil. Some people, if they are eating, they must feel the oil on their mouth, on their hands. That shows they have eaten well. In certain cultures in Ghana, if they eat and there's no fat, it's like the food is not good. You see, it's a risk factor. And then physical inactivity. Some of the work we do doesn't make you move at all. Some of the people, they sit at one place for a long time when they are working. And it's a risk factor to hypertension, but modifiable, of course. And then being overweight or obese can also be a risk factor to hypertension, but modifiable, which means that you can work on it and then the hypertension can be reversed. And then harmful use of tobacco or alcohol. Harmful use of alcohol is also a modifier for risk factor, which means when you stop taking the alcohol, your chance of getting hypertension can reduce. And then exposure to certain drugs. You see, tobacco and certain drugs. Tobacco has an adverse effect on the vessels. So tobacco is a risk factor to hypertension. And other drugs, some of the drugs that can be a risk factor are dexamethasone. Some of the farmers in our communities, in the villages, because they want to farm for a long time, or they want to have energy to farm, they take dexamethasone in excesses. And that, you know, it's a steroid. And that energizes them for them to farm. But you see, the risk, it poses a lot of risk on the body that predispose you to hypertension. Some of the farmers also take some painkillers. You see, in the when they say atamzol, that is an analgesic combination of caffeine and sometimes diclo, sometimes tramadol, and they add energy drink and they mix that concoction and they take it. That gives them a lot of energy for them to farm. And one young man can reach about 2,000 yam miles in a day because of what they have taken. But you see, the effect is that it's a risk factor to hypertension. So there's a metazone. Some of the cultures, they call it caterpillar. You know, every culture or every area and how they call it. Because when you take it, it makes you work or overwork without getting tired. I get the point. So some of these medications is a risk factor to your hypertension. And then low intake of fruits and vegetables is also a risk factor. That means when you eat, or as we eat, we don't normally add vegetables or fruit to our diet. All we eat is the raw carbohydrates. Fufu, one big fufu, one big banku, one big dessert. And that's it. We are good to go. But if we don't take in fruit and vegetables, it's not a balanced diet. So you said there's a chance of getting hypertension. So it's a risk factor. And then the non-modifiable risk factors are factors that one does not have control over. You see, you don't have control over at all. Like aging. As you age, your vessels become hard, the heart gets weaker, the kidney function also goes down. So your risk of getting hypertension is high. So these are non-modifiable risk factors. Aging. Nobody can control aging. All of us will grow old and eventually will pass. Family history of hypertension is also a non-modifiable risk factor. If there is hypertension in your family, it means it's a risk factor for you. So you have to be extremely careful and be checking for it. And then existing diseases, such as kidney diseases, these are also non-modifiable risk factors. Because if you have kidney disease, you can't help it. You manage the sickness, and we trust that if it is well managed, it will not be a risk factor to the hypertension. But it's a risk factor to hypertension, kidney disease, and then the diabetes. Now, the next subtopic is that, how do I know if I have hypertension? It's a very good question. You may not know you have hypertension until it is critically clinically confirmed by a health worker. Many of the people, when they work at the hospital, they're not even aware that they have hypertension. So some go to the mosque, some go to the churches, and they collapse, and they bring them home, check their BP. Their BP is high. Some in the car, in the taxi, they are traveling, and then they collapse in the car. And the whole car, the passenger's car, the bus, rush into the hospital, and then whether they have hypertension, they are getting the complications, you know. So the fact is that you may not know you have hypertension until it is clinically confirmed by a health care worker. I have seen many people, a bus traveling from Tamale to Nkwanta, And when they get to Yendi, the Panjas bus, they come to the hospital because one of them has collapsed. One time they brought one man who had died in the bus. He had died. So the whole bus, the passengers all drove to the hospital, and then they got down. When we went in there, the man was dead. You know, he was dead. Probably he was having hypertension and he didn't know. And he had the complications and then he passed. So they have to take the body to the mortuary for the passengers to continue their journey. You know, so you may never know until it is confirmed. That's why it's always good to be checking or come for regular medical checkups. So some of these things can be seen earlier. Now, following signs and symptoms may occur: severe headache, dizziness, blurred vision, or other vision problems, nose bleeding, chest pain, abnormal heartbeats, buzzing in the ears, difficulty in breathing. Some of these things are the signs and symptoms of hypertension, which is getting out of hand. You see, otherwise, you may not even have any sign or symptoms. So somebody will say, since I was born, I've never gone to hospital before. And sometimes they say it in pride. It's like they are healthy, but the truth, they are not. You see, you may be walking somewhere and then you fall, and that will be your end because you don't come to the hospital. You see, now, what should I do if I have any of the signs and symptoms of hypertension which I've mentioned earlier? The only solution is visit the nearest health facility and speak with a healthcare worker. Get screened for early detection and effective management. So if you are having severe headache, dizziness, blurred vision or other vision problems, nose bleeding, chest pain, abnormal heartbeats, buzzing in the ear, difficulty in breathing, it may be that you are having hypertension in the severest form. So when you come, we screen, we walk you through some series of investigations and checkups, and then we will either confirm it or otherwise. If it's confirmed, then the management start from there to avoid some of the severe complications. Now, what are some of the complications of hypertension? If hypertension is not detected and treated early, it can lead to various health complications. Like I said earlier, some of these complications include blindness, heart attack, irregular heartbeats. The irregular heartbeats, often when they come, they will tell you the money, so tora. They feel their heartbeat, you know, so irregular heartbeat. And then stroke, kidney failure, death of the patient. So these are some of the complications if hypertension is not detected early: blindness, heart attack, irregular heartbeat, stroke, kidney failure, and even the death of the patient can be some of the complications. The risk of complications due to hypertension are even much bigger if you also have diabetes. For diabetes podcasts, I want to refer you to the other podcast on diabetes. If I have hypertension, how can I avoid complication? Very good question. If you have hypertension, you need to adhere to the advice of your healthcare giver. If you have been given advice concerning your diet, your lifestyle change, concerning the medications, you have to adhere to it. So the advice, you must strictly and religiously adhere to the advice from your doctor or your healthcare provider. You must also take your medication regularly and religiously. Some of them, when they have the symptoms and signs of the hypertension, then they take. If the symptoms of hypertension vanishes, they stop taking the medication. Hypertension medication is not taken like that. You don't wait till you get the symptom before you take. And it's dangerous because sometimes the symptoms may come and that'll be your end. So take your medications regularly and religiously, irrespective of the symptoms you are having. And then also, you must honor your hospital appointment on time if you are supposed to go for your refill of your medication, the drug is finished, you don't have any signs and symptoms, oh, let me relax, I'm fine. Oh, maybe I'll go next week, and that gets finished. When you stop taking the medication for some time, it begins to shoot up, and it may be worse. So you must always honor your hospital appointment on time. Don't wait till the drug gets finished entirely before you come for a refill. If it left you about 2 or 3 days for the medication to finish, you book an appointment, you come, and then you are seen. Or, as usual, you come for your review or your refill of your medications. And then also, you have to reduce stressful activities. If you have hypertension, one of the ways to avoid the complications is to reduce stressful activity. The nature of your work. If it's taking a toll on your health, you have to take a second look at it. Otherwise, you'll be taking the medication, but yet, because your work nature is stressful, the medication may not be of help properly. The next point is that, can hypertension be transmitted from one person to another? The answer is a big no. Hypertension is one of the conditions we call NCDs, or non-communicable diseases. So hypertension is one. It's a non-communicable disease. Now, non-communicable diseases mean that the sickness cannot be transmitted from one person to the another. You see, so if you see a condition is a non-communicable disease, it means that that is not transmitted by a disease-causing organism. That means you can't infect your neighbor. You see, as some people think, if somebody is having a mental challenge or a mental problem, and then the family think that he can infect the children, he can infect the husband, or he can infect the wife, so they take the person from the family because they believe that it's infectious. The children can pick it. But it's not true. It is a non-communicable disease. So hypertension is one, you know. So hypertension cannot be transmitted from one person to the another through physical contact, sharing personal items, or caring for persons affected. So the person affected, you are caring for him or her, that means you get hypertension. Like epilepsy. People think if epileptic patients have the attack and you attend to him or her, you can get the sickness. So when the person falls, people tend to go away from the patient, from the person who has fallen, which is very bad. And you allow the patient to be convulsing and using their head to be hitting the floor and causing more damage, you know. So epilepsy is also not transmitted. It's one of the what? Non-communicable diseases, like hypertension. You see it. Now, what can I do to reduce my risk of hypertension? What can I do to reduce my risk of hypertension? The following are important things you can do to prevent or reduce your risk of hypertension. Number one, visit the health facility regularly to check your blood pressure. If you can even buy the machine at home and be checking it, it's all well and good, you know. So, if you don't have the money to buy, then make sure you visit the hospital facility regularly. Number two, avoid excessive salt consumption. You see, you are trying to reduce your risk factors, because some of the risk factors are what? Modifiable. That means you can work on it and the hypertension can be reversed. Number three, avoid foods high in fats and oil. You see it. Number four, stay physically active with at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise each day. So if the nature of your work is such that you sit for long, at least every hour, get up, take a stroll around the facility, your workplace, walk about, do some stretchings, and come and sit down and continue. But don't sit for too long, 2 hours, 3 hours, sitting in one place. No, it's not the best. Because physical inactivity is one of the risk factors, but modifiable. Number 5, avoid harmful use of alcohol. But now we say that no amount of alcohol is safe. That means any amount of alcohol in your system is not safe. You see, it predispose you, or it makes you stand a chance of getting hypertension. So avoid harmful use of alcohol. Number 6, avoid exposure to a harmful use of tobacco and other drugs. Like I said earlier, cigarette smoking has adverse effects on the vessels and the heart and other things. So it predisposes you to what? Hypertension. And not only it predisposes to hypertension, but it also directly damages the blood vessels. So it's a big risk factor for complications like stroke and heart attack. And then the drugs I spoke about, the dexamethasone and the painkillers and the energy drinks and the tramadol. Some farmers take as high as 800 milligram mix in energy drink with the dexamethasone and that concoction, and they take it before they start work every day. That can be very dangerous. So you have to avoid the use of these drugs, because you may end up farming for a bigger hectare or acre, but you die and leave all these things there because you have caused more harm to your body by misuse of these medications. Because they have effects on the kidneys, you see it. And then also, you must also eat healthy diets with fruits and vegetables. Very important. And then maintain healthy body weight. Maintain healthy body weight. Now, if you are growing fat, you know that your dress, your belt, your panties, your undies are not fitting anymore. It's a sign that you are putting on weight, and that could be a risk factor. You know, so you can work on your weight so you don't get too much heavy. That will predispose you to a lot of conditions. One of them is what? Hypertension. So you must also work on that. So this is few statements or few points on hypertension. And we've been able to walk through the nitty-gritties of hypertension. So thank you very much. My name is Francis Kwekusu, nurse practitioner, senior nurse manager in Karaga District Hospital. Till you hear from us again, thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.